So, you've listened to the crime prevention officer telling you how to make your home safe against crime. Now we'll be giving each group a diagram of a house. And your task is to make it as secure as possible. Identify security problems it has. The family who lives in the house is about to go away on holidays. That's something that you will need to consider. And you have a limited budget. Remember, only $500 can be spent. Group A, you have 3 minutes to discuss this before making a decision.
Okay, well, look at the windows to start with. They're those old-fashioned ones that don't have any locks. We need to put strong locks on each of them. We can get locks at the hardware store, and they're not expensive.
Yes, but what worries me is that then the burglar could just break the windows and get in anyway. I don't think it's a very good use of our money. What we must do is get a burglar alarm. Don't forget that Mr. Gray said that over 60% of burglars were deterred by alarms. I know it uses up quite a bit of our budget, but...
No, Liz, it would use up our entire budget. I think we should get a dog. It would be nice to have a dog in the house, and dogs are also very effective deterrents. Then, with the money we save, we need to buy very good locks for the front and back doors.
Yes, I agree. Those ones that you can only open and close with a key. What are they called? Deadlocks, yeah?
Yes, that's right. They're more expensive than the ordinary kind, but the police say they make a big difference.
Okay, so we've got a dog, deadlocks on the doors. What else should we be doing to make this house secure?
Well, remember that he said that we must never leave a spare key under the front doormat or under a pot plant or anything. See here, this family has left the key under the mat, so we need to take that away.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what else? Look, there's no fence around the property. Mr. Gray did say that even a small fence would act as a barrier to burglars.
Okay, how about planting some small bushes to make a fence? Maybe cacti. That would stop them.
Good idea. Now look at this. All the curtains are open, so burglars can easily see there's no one home. We need to close some of the upstairs curtains, maybe some downstairs ones too.
Okay, easy, and it doesn't cost us any more money to do that at all. What else? Obviously, closed-circuit TV is impossible. It's even more expensive than a burglar alarm. But what about talking to the neighbours and seeing if we can arrange to keep an eye on each other's houses? Like a neighbourhood watch scheme?
Great idea. Especially since this family is about to go on holiday. If the neighbours can just be aware of what goes on...
Right. So they can talk to the neighbours. What else should they do before they go on holiday?
Well, definitely to start with, they need to cancel all milk and newspaper deliveries and see if a neighbour can collect all the mail.
Yes, and they should get one of those timers you can fit to the lights. That way, one or two lights will come on each night and it'll look like someone's at home.
And one other thing. They should cut the grass before they leave. That way it looks like someone is taking care of the house.
Right. Group A, write down your answers, please. Group B, you now have 3 minutes to discuss the options before making a decision.
Okay, so what'll we do first? Let's think about all our options.
Good idea. Well, we could put in a burglar alarm.
Yes, but that's very expensive.
Hang on, Tom. First, we're just going to run through the options, and then we'll discuss the strengths and weaknesses of each one.
Oh, right, but it'll take a long time that way.
It's the best way, though. So, as I was saying, burglar alarm. What else?
Locks on the windows and the doors.
And closed-circuit TV connected to the local police station.
Now who's talking about expensive options?
Yeah, and a safe or strong box to guard valuables.
Yes, that's important. What about a dog?
Yes, let's add it to the list. Also, another simple measure is to make sure the neighbours take care of each other's houses. Check on things.
And they could put some lighting in the garden so that they can see if anybody comes near the house.
Okay, good. So now we've got a good list of possible actions. In an ideal world, a family would have all these security options installed. But we have a very limited budget, remember. So we have to make some hard decisions.
Well, I know a burglar alarm is rather expensive, but it is a very effective measure against burglary, remember.
It's far too expensive, Una. We only have $500 to spend. Even the cheapest alarm would cost about $350.
But then we wouldn't need to spend much else. An alarm would be so effective.
Oh, come on, Una. Don't you think we'd still need to put locks on the doors and windows?
He's right, Una. There's not much point in having an alarm if the burglars can just walk straight into the house.
Well, all right. We could still afford locks for the doors and windows, even if we do buy the alarm. And don't forget, you two, that there are all sorts of things we could be doing that don't cost any money at all. Remember the importance of the neighbours. We need to make sure that the neighbours all know what's going on.
True. We also need to make sure the family doesn't leave money and other valuables lying around the house. Do you think we should buy a safe?
Well, the policeman said that if you didn't have a safe, a good thing to do was make sure that valuables are hidden in drawers in different places in the house.
Okay, so no safe. We just hide the valuables. What else could we do that wouldn't cost much money?
Well, something we didn't mention earlier is to make sure that some of the curtains in the house are drawn. If curtains are left open like this, potential burglars can see that there's no one home.
True. They can also see just what is available to rob. What did you two think about a dog?
Well, it would be a lot of work. And anyway, since this family is going on holiday, they wouldn't be able to leave the dog to look after the house, would they? Someone would have to feed it. So I don't think it's a very good option.
You're right. So, time's almost up. How are we doing? We've got a burglar alarm. Did you two finally agree to that?
Yes, if it means we can also afford locks for doors and windows.
Yes, I'm sure we can. And then we decided not a safe, but we'd tell the family to be careful to hide valuables in different places. Also to close a few of the curtains and to make sure the neighbours know that they're away.
As long as they can trust the neighbours.
Right, everyone, time's up. Let's have a look at what you've managed to do.